This all stems from Section 230, a decades-old law which dictates internet platforms are not responsible for what a user posts on them. A claim against Twitter tried to change that. It alleged the company's at fault for failing to properly police its site, allowing IS-related accounts to spread content which relatives of a Turkey nightclub bombing victim alleged inspired attacks like that 2017 one in Istanbul. But in a unanimous opinion by justices, the Supreme Court called those allegations insufficient. And citing that ruling, they then sided with Google-owned YouTube in another case brought by the family of an American killed in the 2015 ISIS attack in Paris. Benji Haya, Washington, D.C.